La pendule fait tic-tac, tic-tic. Les oiseaux du lac pic-pac, pic-pic. Glou, 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 font tous les dindons. Et la jolie cloche ding-ding-don. Mais boum, quand notre cœur fait boum, tout avec lui dit boum. Et c'est l'amour qui s'éveille.
Bonjour rugby friends and welcome to a new edition of the French Rugby Podcast with moi, Véronique Lindieu and
Bill Hooper.
Bill, another European weekend. How lucky we are.
I know. They come thick and fast, these games, don't they? And we barely got over the excitement of last weekend and we got to four more exciting quarterfinals to look forward to this weekend.
And well done, Bill, because your predictions were correct.
Yes, for once. I suppose the Stormers La Rochelle one was always a dodgy one. And, well, there we are, 21-22 to La Rochelle. Last kick of the game to win it for Stormers, and the conversion just went wide. But, wow, that was a close game. But, no, yeah, really chuffed that I managed to get them all right. I'll probably get them all wrong this weekend.
See, but you know, it was very much touch and go regarding La Rochelle against Stormers. Yeah. I mean, Stormers against La Rochelle. Wow, they got very, very lucky. I mean, the first half, you know, they had nil points, nothing.
They came back really well, didn't they? They really did in the second half. They really sort of dug deep and got on the front foot, which was great. To go down to South Africa and come away with a win is a great achievement.
Amazing. But you know what? They had some serious talk from Ronan O'Gara during the break. So there were lots of swearing, as you can imagine, you know. So what I heard, he did say, guys, you know, you've been champions, European champion twice, and you're going to get beaten now. You know, how dare you? What are you made of? You know, it really shook the pride. And it worked. So, whew, that was close. And last week as well, Saracen, I'm afraid. Very, very sad for my team, you know, the end of an era. So many players are going to retire, or they're going to play, you know, for France, like the Vinipola, for some French club. Owen Farrell couldn't play in the last minute and order. So it was a bit saddening. He can't stay at the top all the time. The teams go through pick and throw. Very saddening for Saracen, but a beautiful, beautiful game from Bordeaux again.
Yes, and grand crew from Bordeaux, wasn't it? Some marvellous, beautiful rugby with the backs playing beautifully. It was great to see. 45-12. I didn't really think that it would be such a heavy score again. The Saracens would suffer at Bordeaux, but there we are. And some wonderful tries. Absolutely fantastic. Top draw rugby.
It was absolutely amazing. If you are a Bordeaux supporter, you know. And you know that Bordeaux this week is going to play against Queens. And it's the only time in the history that they are going to play in a quarterfinal for the Champion Cup.
Yeah, it's the first time. And unfortunately for Bordeaux, they're going to have one or two players missing, aren't they?
Oh, yes, I'm afraid. My favourite, Mathieu Jalibert, unfortunately, is not quite arrived, still suffering from his knee injury that he sustained when he played against Italy. Yeah, unfortunately. And also, come on, our wonderful player.
Damien Penaud is also not playing this weekend. He's got a slight, I think, a pull. And also Jefferson Poirot is not playing. So three internationals that aren't going to be playing for France, for Bordeaux, rather, this weekend against Harlequins. So it's going to be tough. Harlequins have certainly shown what they're capable of when they beat Glasgow last weekend. So that could be an interesting one.
Having said that, Queens also has suffered from some injuries. So there will be no Danny Kerr and there will be no Marler.
No, Joe Marler. Yeah, he's such a talismanic figure, isn't he? So, yeah, they'll miss him, but it'll be interesting to see how they go. I think the question will be is how Bordeaux Bergler adapt without these top players, Penaud and Jalibert and Poirot. But I mean, there's some good players that are coming in, Garcia and Pablo Umberto, I think he's called. They're coming in to replace them. But, you know, we'll have to see.
Yeah, but we'll have the youngster as well. Duporter will be playing. He was absolutely fantastic last weekend. And also Biel Biarré.
Yes, yes. Biel Biarré was certainly on fire, wasn't he? He played extremely well. And so did Nicolas Duporter. So if Bordeaux can get on the front foot, then they could cause Harlequins all sorts of problems. But, yeah, when you get to the last, the quarterfinal stage, you get into the creme de la creme, aren't you? So it's going to be much more difficult at this stage than it was in the previous round. So we'll have to see. I'm sure there'll be another big crowd at Stade Chabon-Delmas for this game. In the quarterfinals.
Bill, from what I've witnessed last weekend, I think Bordeaux Bègles will bag the win with their back rows and their squad. I really don't see Queens win on that one. But maybe we'll be proven wrong. But I doubt it very much.
I tend to agree with you. I think Bordeaux Bègles are definitely the favourites. Well, I think they need a good start. I think that's key to the game. They need to have a good start against Harlequins. I think if Harlequins hold them, then possibly Harlequins would then have a bit of a chance. I mean, Harlequins have still got some good players in their side. No two ways about it. But on paper, you think Bordeaux Bègles would probably have the edge.
Yes. So last week, Toulouse won very successfully against Racing 92, who went down to Toulouse, played a trade. And yes, it was a case of Toulouse winning handsomely. And this week, they're going to play against your local team, Exeter.
Yes, Exeter are flying out to Toulouse to take them on. Exeter have been going well in the Champions Cup this season. Perhaps a bit of a surprise, bearing in mind the changes that have gone on at Exeter. But, they'll go down there with nothing to fear and give it a good go. But I think on paper, Toulouse are probably going to have too many big guns for Exeter, and I would expect Toulouse to win quite handsomely in the end.
But don't forget, 3 years ago or 4 years ago, Toulouse lost against Exeter in 2020. I think the score was 28-18, and it was, I believe it was a quarterfinal. Maybe I'm wrong, but I need to double check that. So there's still that kind of unease feeling. Exeter could provoke a headache to Toulouse, so they will definitely not be taken for granted, etc. They've got one star on their jersey, so they want to get another one. Bordeaux's got none. Bordeaux is the one who has never won any European Cup, obviously.
No. But I think, Exeter, as I said, there's been a big change in personnel since Exeter won their Champions Cup title. So very much a rebuilding season for them. But I think when you look at the relative strengths of both sides, I think Toulouse have got too much in the locker for Exeter. And I think Toulouse will probably win quite handsomely.
And they're playing at home as well. They will have the support from their fans. Yeah. And for the third time since he came back, Tamak will be playing alongside le ministre de l'Intérieur, Van Dupont. So, yeah, they got such a good team all together. You know, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to watch Toulouse, I have to say. They never disappoint me.
It certainly is. When Toulouse click, they really are something else, aren't they? They're absolutely fantastic. And last weekend, Dupont, again, he just ran the game beautifully. And his passing and his vision of play was just almost out of this world, really was. And watching the match last week between Toulouse and Racing, so I think Racing were chasing shadows at one point, weren't they, really?
Yes, yeah. So another game that is taking place on Saturday is Leinster against La Rochelle. That's going to be a very tough one for La Rochelle, I think, because Leinster have nothing to lose. They haven't won a European star for quite a while now.
Yes, they've had a few near misses, haven't they, Leinster? It's going to be a titanic battle, isn't it, between those two teams? I think this will be the second time they've met, third time they've met this season, perhaps. I think Ronan O'Gara is going to have to really dig out one of his famous inspirational speeches for his La Rochelle side to get them over the line against Leinster. It's such a hard place to go and get a result. It really is. But you never know. You don't know if La Rochelle can stick with Leinster. They've got the pedigree. They've won the last two Champions Cup, so they've certainly got the pedigree. They know how to win these big battles. But then, so do Leinster. So this for me is the fascinating tie of the round.
Difficult to say, difficult to predict. My inkling would be more like, unfortunately, because I'm French, of course, Leinster might age it, you know. But depend, you know, whether La Rochelle is having a good day in the office or not.
So. Well, there's that. Yeah, I would tend to go with Leinster as favourites for this one, because they're playing at home and they'll have the home support right behind them, and we know what the Irish crowds can be like. So, yeah, it's good. And can La Rochelle put back-to-back performances like they did last weekend down in South Africa? That's part of it as well, the trip down there. How much is that taken out of the players? So, yeah, I think it's going to be another titanic battle in Dublin, but I do fancy Leinster to edge it.
Very possible, but okay. I'm an optimist person, so I'm hoping for La Rochelle to perform a miracle. Yes.
Well, I too. I mean, obviously, I've got Jack Noel playing for La Rochelle these days, and as he's a good Cornish lad, I have to support our Jack. So, yeah, we'll see. But it's, I think that for me, as I said, that is the match of the round.
Interesting. I wonder how his French is doing, because Roland O'Gara completely embraced, you know, the French language. So his French is really, really good, actually. Obviously, he has a very strong Irish accent, which is very charming. And he's using lots of F word when he speaks to his players, as you should when you work in rugby. But yeah, very, very impressive. I think he loves living in France with his family. And yeah, what's not to like, you know, living in La Rochelle?
As we know, we both have connections with Brittany. You're living by the sea. It's really wonderful. And I know Jack Noel, he comes from a family of fishermen. So I'm sure he feels at home in La Rochelle.
Even better, the weather is much nicer than in Cornwall and Brittany, as it's further south. So, yeah, they've got a nice part of the world to live, that's for sure. So, anyway, so we got three French teams playing in the Champions Cup and the Challenge Cup. We still have Clermont, who is going to play against Ulster.
Yes, that's going to be an interesting game. Clermont, the only surviving French club in the quarterfinal stages of the of this particular cup. So yeah, Ulster. I think they beat Montpellier in the last round. Went through. Always a tough game. As I say, Clermont have not had a great season in the top 14, have they? They've been in the lower half of the table, so not great. So it'll be interesting to see how they go. Ulster are always a tough nut, very hard team to play against. Difficult to call, I think, that one. But I'll have to go. We'll go for Clermont as the last French side in that cup.
So we've heard this week on Monday that rugby legend André Boniface passed away at the age of 89 years old. So André Boniface, for our listeners who don't know him, you know, was a rugby player that played for France 48 times. He played in the southwest with Le Stade Montois, and he was very well known to have invented the French flair.
Yes, along with his brother Guy.
Correct.
The Boniface brothers, and they really were the incarnation of French flair, and where the term came from. I think I also read that Joe Mazzo took great inspiration from him and wanted to play in the way that the André Boniface played, and that's a great testament to a player who really did excite the crowds and was a firm favourite in France. And as you say, he played it for Mont-de-Marsan down in the Basque region. I think he actually did start playing for Dax before moving to the great rival Mont-de-Marsan. And of course, he played it for France alongside Pierre Abeladejoux. And of course, Abeladejoux was obviously very upset to hear of the passing of his great friend André Boniface this week. So our sympathies and let's go out to the Boniface family at this sad time.
Yeah, rest in peace, André. In the meantime, rugby is still going on.
Yes, it's the third round of this season's Six Nations for the women, and France home this weekend against Italy, and they're playing in the Stade Jean-Bouin in Paris. So they're playing on Sunday, so they'll be looking to notch up a third win. But Italy had a good win the last time, winning against Ireland, so they're on the up as well. So could be an interesting encounter. As I said, France, the French women had a very narrow win against Scotland in their last outing up in Edinburgh. So
yes,
we shall see.
We shall see indeed. So no top 14 games this weekend, and it's that France is still topping the top 14.
Yeah, they're still there. So, as I said, it'll all resume once we get over this next part of the European programme. So, but luckily enough, the Pro Day 2 is still going on, and our local side, Ban, are still battling it out at the top of the at the top of the table with Aix-en-Provence and Béziers for that automatic promotion place.
Indeed, indeed. And it's such a vital game that the stadium has been sold out. Over 11,000 people are watching Van today.
Absolutely. Yep, they're playing tonight against Dax. So they'll be hoping to get a win and hopefully that the results will go their way and they can reclaim that top spot as we come towards the climax of the Pro Day d'Or season.
So again, it's going to be a passionate weekend. I think the European Cups and Challenge Cup are very much, you know, the icing on the cake of the rugby season. You know, that's such an exciting competition. There have been some rumours that it's going to be a World Championship Cup.
Yes, yes. There's talk of it, isn't there? I think coming in about 2 or 3 years' time. It's going to be interesting to see what the format is. I think it's still early days at the moment, and we'll see what they come up with. But again, where would it fit in the already busy rugby calendar?
That's the thing. That's the thing to bear in mind. Thinking, you know, for France as a representative would be Toulouse, for instance, or Racing, or it's just a few teams, you know, from each country. But yeah, the question is, the calendar is so busy already. Food for thought. He hasn't been completely scoped out yet.
Yeah, I think we need to see a bit more meat on the bones of the subject to see how it's going to be run and what sort of timetable they propose for matches. At the moment, there's too many sort of unknowns to sort of pass too much judgment on it just yet.
Exactly. On that note, bon weekend, enjoy the rugby, and speak to you next week. Au revoir.
Au revoir, à bientôt.
La pendule fait tic-tac, tic-tic. Les oiseaux du lac pic-pac, pic-pic. Glou-glou-glou font tous les dindons. Et la jolie cloche ding-ding-dong. Mais boum, quand notre cœur fait boum, tout avec lui dit boum. Et c'est l'amour qui s'éveille.